Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All spoken word and interviews are copyright 2010 by Talking Metal. They may not be reproduced without our written consent. Thank you.
Hey, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to the Talking Metal Podcast.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Frank Ferrer, drummer of Guns N' Roses. How you all doing? We're standing backstage at Madison Square Garden. When I was 11 years old, my pops brought me here to see Kiss. Now I'm playing the Garden, baby, and you're listening to Talking Metal. Yeah!
Hey, this is Devin Townsend from Strapping Young Lad, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Hi, this is Mike Levine from Triumph, and you're listening and watching Talking Metal.
We're recording. Check, check. Hey, this is John Astronomy coming to you live from Caboose's in Penn Station, New York City. 10 feet away, we have homeless men going to the restroom. I don't know.
Yeah. Come caboose it up at Caboose. Penn Station, New York. That's my little tagline for these guys. Free of charge there. Anyways, we're going to make this a music episode. Chris, a.k.a. Ninja Boy from Ronin, is hanging out. How are you, Chris?
What's going on, guys?
Chris, played with me on both the Ronin records, actually produced them too, right?
Yep, indeed. Sunrises in the East and Dissolving Pinch Roller, the two albums.
Cool. Well, let's get right into some music now. Why don't we start things off with some Ronin? How about Paint the Floor? Sound good?
Perfect.
Thank you.
That was Paint the Floor by Ronin. You can pick that up on iTunes. This is Mark and John from Talking Metal, the podcast version. We have a lot of other Talking Metal stuff, though, that I want you guys to check out. John has been, once again, revamping, adding content, going crazy with the YouTube page. What's the latest on that?
The latest is we are now a YouTube partner, guys, and we are going to be offering a lot more video on our YouTube page, and we're going to really ramp it up, guys. So we encourage all of you Talking Metal listeners to start going there. It's going to start out slow at first, but soon we're going to be kicking out new videos once a week, just like the Talking Metal podcast, so check it out.
Cool. And who recently emailed you about the YouTube page?
Yeah, it was amazing, guys. I got a great email from Mike Portnoy, and give me a second.
Yeah. While John pulls that out, why don't we get into another track here on Talking Metal? This is a cool band out of Ireland, Northern Ireland. Actually, parts of this band remind me of the band Chris and I had, Ronin. They're called Deal Again, and it's an instrumental band, as far as I know, out of Northern Ireland. Their MySpace page is myspace.com. Deal Again 09. This song is called Two Beginnings. What you just heard was Two Beginnings. And during that song, John's cell phone was stolen, and then actually not stolen, then found.
It was found in a rare compartment in my bag, so sorry for all the people I accused for stealing my phone in Penn Station. I'm just joking, guys. But anyway, we want to talk about how cool the response was for the Turtlehead video that I posted on Facebook. And the absolute coolest comment is that Mike Portnoy wrote, "Glad you did this, John. This was a blast. I need to post this on my wall. We had a Turtlehead reunion at the Hal Show in NYC back in January, too. Motorhead, Machine Head, Radiohead, Talking Heads, Oysterhead, Mushroomhead. Gotta let loose the mighty Turtlehead." So we gotta do it, man. We gotta get all of us, me, you, Mike, Bobby, and Frankie Bello together and do another tune, I think, right?
Bobby said he wants to do it. He said he wants to do a UFO tune. So we will do it at some point soon, hopefully. Or maybe never, but hopefully soon. You're on Facebook, John. Where can all the listeners get in touch with you on Facebook?
What they can do is search John Ostronomy and just spell it O-S-T-R-O-N-O-M-Y, and then you'll get me. And believe it or not, I don't even think I have an actual Facebook address. Like, some people have a Facebook address that's facebook.com/something. I don't think I have that, but if you just search me, you'll find me. And I'm nearing 2,000 friends, and I hope to get that. So whoever is the Talking Metal listener that is my 2,000th friend, maybe we'll do a special tribute to you.
That would be cool. So we are at Caboose at Penn Station, John Astronomy in rare form. Well, all you Facebook fans and users, check John out online. I know he's on there a lot. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/talkingmetal. Which John is, too. He Twittered the other night from the Jeff Beck tribute. He was hanging out with Kurt Hammett and Jeff Beck and Ace and who else?
It was an amazing experience, man. Everybody from Meatloaf to Paul Schaefer to Anton Figg to Brian Setzer were all hanging out in literally a place smaller than Caboose, believe it or not, and where we are, which is a small little bar in Penn Station. And it was insane to have all these crazy major people in there. And I mean, believe me, Astronomy wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for Ace, and I was working with Ace that night and hanging with him, and thanks to Ace for bringing me there. And it was just out of control. Jeff Beck is one of these musicians that you got to see and you'll be blown away. He makes guitar playing look so easy, but what he's doing is something where you're not even sure quite how he's actually doing it. This guy is a virtuoso. And I want to tell all you guys, this is not metal, but Imelda May, spelled I-M-E-L-D-A, May. She performed with Jeff Beck, and her band is a kind of a, I would call it a pop rockabilly band. And they were insane, and I suggest everybody look up these guys, because they're out of control.
Very cool. We're going to get into some, how about end with maybe some Ace music, is that cool? And then we'll call it a day. We're going to do some hanging here at Caboose. The, oh, never mind. I was going to say something negative about Caboose, but it's weird because you're in New York City, yet everyone in Caboose is from Long Island and New Jersey.
Correct. See, let me explain this to you non-New Yorkers who are listening to this, which is probably most of you guys. Caboose is in Penn Station, which is really Madison Square Garden. So right above us, guys, is where all the historic concerts took place. But Caboose is a place where people hang while waiting for their trains to go to either Long Island or New Jersey. And it's kind of a rare crowd, and there's only, like, really two bars here, right, Mark? Caboose and Fridays, right?
At least in the New Jersey Transit side. There might be some other ones down in the Long Island Railroad side. I'm not sure.
Correct. I think there's a second Fridays, believe it or not. And it's a pretty crazy crowd. Today I was sitting next to a woman who was going back to Maryland, and, you know, it's a fun place. There are a lot of cool people, and it's a hidden treasure of New York City if you haven't yet checked out Caboose.
There you go. Gleaming endorsement from Astronomy, the Astronomy stamp of approval.
I got to tell a great story. You remember our friend Dennis Lattman, who
you thought died.
Yeah, I don't know yet. And so, Dennis, if you're listening to this, contact me. If you're listening to this from beyond, contact me. Anyway, me and Dennis walked to the place next door. It's a pizza place. And I could have swore it was so amazing. He came by and he goes, "Can I have a pizza for me and my friend? And I'll pay you on Tuesday," just like those old Popeye cartoons. And they were like, okay. And they gave us free pizza, and we, like, left. This was, like, in, like, 1992 or something like that. It was freaking crazy. But Dennis Lattman pulled it off. Came into Penn Station. We got pizza, and we left, and we did not pay.
Well, you better get over there and reimburse them right now in the name of Dennis Lattman. Rest in peace.
Yeah, and hopefully he's still alive. But if he's not, I love you, Dennis. And I still love you if you're alive, too.
What Ace song do you want to play?
I would like to play...
Let's do a classic.
Let's do a classic Ace tune. How about... I'm going to give you a choice of three tunes. Strange Ways, I'm in Need of Love, or Hard Times.
Let's go with Hard Times.
Hard Times from Dynasty. Mark and I used to play this. We did it back at the Orpheum in Hoboken, New Jersey. Roy's baby gig. I think it was called the Orpheus. I don't know. Orpheum Orpheus. But it rocked. Right now, this is Ace Frehley and Kiss with Hard Times.
Well, I recall days in the city. I don't want